Now on to peanut butter. The first lawsuit tied to the recent salmonella outbreak in some brands of peanut butter was filed this week. Overall, the salmonella-tainted peanut butter has sickened close to 500 people in 43 states, and it's blamed for 6 deaths. The outbreak started in September, but the FDA only recently pinpointed the source, which they say stems from King Nut brand peanut butter made by the Peanut Corporation of America in Georgia. Since then, more than 125 products have been recalled. Joining us now is Bill Marler, a Seattle lawyer who's representing the family suing and also advises companies on food safety. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Good morning.
So what happened to your clients?
Well, I represent about 30 people nationwide who are part of this outbreak. They're tied to the genetic fingerprint of the Salmonella typhimurium bacteria, so they're part of the nearly 500 people counted. And, you know, unfortunately, the illnesses range from being sick for a few days to a death. And, you know, unfortunately, again, we're just seeing another one of these recalls. And unfortunately, again, it's another, you know, Salmonella-related recall to peanut butter.
Bill, what took so long to pinpoint the exact source? I mean, this is an investigation that's been going on for months.
Well, it really comes down to a failure in our public health system. You know, it starts at the emergency rooms, you know, sort of our first responders in the United States, pediatricians, people who go into ERs and their pediatrician's office, some without insurance, don't get stool cultures, even though they're exhibiting signs of a bacterial or viral disease. So a lot of the people who should be counted as part of this outbreak don't get counted. And the CDC estimates that for every one person counted, there's about 40 people who are actually part of this outbreak who are not counted. So when you miss that many people, the system doesn't catch on quick enough that there's an outbreak going on. So in essence, the CDC, FDA, and local and state health departments, when there's a nationwide outbreak, are just not seeing what's really happening. And so that's in part why it takes so long to try, in a sense, triangulate to what the likely product is that's causing people to become sick and die.
So much of the responsibility then for checking the food is left to the companies from what you've just described. And just to note, Peanut Corporation of America, that's the company that makes the King Nut brand, issued this statement saying, quote, "We deeply regret that this product recall has expanded, and our first priority is to protect the health of our customers." So are they only at fault, or is it a combination of what they've done and the lack of oversight by the FDA and the Agriculture Department and the other regulatory agencies?
If you kind of go back to how FDA regulates many companies in the United States, it's likely that this particular plant and, frankly, most manufacturing facilities that make, you know, our food products might get inspected once every 2 or 3 years. They just simply don't have the manpower to do checks, and then they're quite, you know, they're not very detailed. So when the peanut butter outbreak happened in ConAgra, the ConAgra Peter Pan peanut butter in 2007, the FDA had not been in that plant for 2 years earlier. And when they were there, the FDA itself had learned that there had been positive salmonella tests, asked for the results. The company said no, contact corporate headquarters, and the FDA never even contacted them. So these outbreaks happen because of a combination of failures. They expand primarily because of a failure of our public health system, you know, to catch them early enough to give the CDC adequate information.
In Minnesota, experts there were the ones to pinpoint the problem with this peanut butter. And you say that that system in Minnesota really is a model for the rest of the country. What did they do right?
Well, Minnesota, their health department, their epidemiologists, affectionately known as Team Diarrhea, they're actually sort of dedicated to figuring out foodborne illnesses and all sorts of diarrheal illnesses. they have a system in place where the epidemiologists are in very close contact with what I would call their first responders, the ER doctors, the pediatricians. They know quite early on, more so than any other state in the country, early on they know what the problems are, and then they're able to go and, you know, communicate with the victims. So they're catching these things, getting enough data points where they can really figure out, you know, why these outbreaks are happening. This is something that other states actually need to model. The, you know, CDC needs to model this. Minnesota figures out most of the outbreaks that occur in the United States, and, you know, frankly, they're just a, you know, relatively small state in the scheme of things.
Bill Marler, we thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Bill Marler is a Seattle lawyer who's representing the family suing over the tainted peanut butter, and he also advises companies on food safety. Just a quick note, the FDA advisories on what you should eat or should not eat, you can find on their website when it's related to peanut butter. And now we turn to Femi Oke, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you very much, Adora. The time is 21 minutes to the top of the hour.